call the September 28, 2015 Kootenai Fire District Potential Committee to order. Is there any public comment? No public comment. Could everyone introduce themselves, please?
I would be Michael Daly, Treasurer.
Laurie Hadley, Prudential.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential.
Charlie Eager, Clerk.
Fran Parks, Prudential. Mike, do you have any, is there anything with the water tower or the Lowell?
Nothing's changed since the memo you saw about 2 weeks ago, I think, to the bond council. So I did check with the bank last week. The only other item that we've been chasing is whether or not either of those will eventually be fundable under the USDA's low interest loans program. And the feds basically start their new year October 1st. Mm-hmm. And they expect they'll have an answer once the new federal year begins. Not that that's going to make a difference, but
right.
We did check both through the water department and through the bank again last week, and they're both getting the same answer that perhaps at the end of this week, it'll be this week. So nothing's changed on either of those. I did ask you whether or not you'd want to schedule a special meeting to facilitate an earlier note sale. If we green light, we still got to advertise the bid, take the bids, prepare the paperwork, schedule a meeting, sign and vote, ship to the DOR, get it back, and we can take possession of the proceeds and then process warrants. So if something happens, I can alert you if you want to schedule a special meeting.
Sure, I think that would be fine. Mm-hmm. Ms. Hadley?
Okay.
Stan?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
otherwise, if something doesn't happen real quick, then we'll target for next month's meeting to do all the note signing and so forth. Try to schedule a sale in advance.
I'll be gone from the 31st of October through the 12th of November.
Two signatures would be enough, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but your meeting's before the 31st.
Yeah.
So, it's moving.
Mike, are we going to be in time to fund the Barnstable Land Trust, or they were needing the funds to close on that property?
I'm not sure. They know our position. Last I knew, I thought she was going to go ahead and borrow, take a note for so they can schedule their close without us dragging anything down. But yeah. I haven't heard back. I don't know when they're closing.
I have heard through the grapevine they have all the funds.
I heard that too. That,
So that's good. So I just wanted to say about the district insurance. I thought meeting with the other two committees that maybe we would hold off till after the first of the year when it gets closer to renewing the insurance.
Well, the objective, I thought, of meeting with the other two committees was for them to decide on what they wanted to do with deductibles. I talked to Ryan Mycock this afternoon, and they did discuss briefly the FIS policy, but it was more, at least as far as Ron divulged to me, it was more of let's meet with the water department. The water department's already made a decision, to the best of my knowledge, to increase some deductibles. I think it was in the range of $2,500 per item. I'm just disappointed in the water commissioners for not taking action. It's costing us money every month that we don't increase the deductibles.
Well, I can see if we can schedule that for next month. See if the fire department wants to come.
I mean, we started this in early July, and then they had a meeting in July. They had a meeting in August. They had a meeting in September.
Okay. Any questions, Sally?
Can you get them to submit what they want in writing so that you don't have to?
Well, you know, according to Mike, we have the authority to make a unilateral decision.
Yes.
But I think I agree with Mike's. It would be good for a courtesy for us to meet with them. And I think there's some hard feelings about having changed the line item from under the fire commissioners to the Prudential Committee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the more I find out about it, the more that decision really made sense, because that policy is really covers district-wide. But we need to iron that out, and I'd like to get them to take some action to increase the deductibles.
So I'll see if I can either get a request from the, you know, a written request, or have them come to the next meeting.
Yeah, both of them.
Okay. Freedom Hall. I'm still working on making up the contract for the painting, and that doesn't have to go through because it's less than $30,000. There are different places that it's posted, but it doesn't have to go through the formal posting that we went through with the county pass previously. I'm also still working on getting prices for the maintenance of the HVAC. I had a price from the gentleman that installed it, but my computer ate it up and I can't find it.
I'm ready to throw my whole everything out the window.
But I believe it was $800 total for two visits, including filters. But I'm still trying to locate it. Josh McGuire called. He's the one who did the snow plowing for us last year, and said he'd be interested in doing it again this year. He gave us a really good rate. It was $60 for plowing and for shoveling out the walk and sanding the walk or salting the walk. So I'd like I say,
I pay more than that to get my driveway plowed.
So I'd like to have Josh McGuire do it again this year, if someone would make a motion.
I move that we retain Josh McGuire to do the take care of snow removal.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. And hopefully we'll have less snow.
Right.
Not if the old farmer's almanac is right.
Yeah. So the next is reviewing renting the hall, and if we're going to want to revisit our discussion last time of renting it to people who are doing yard sales. I still feel the same way I did before. I think it's too tough on the building. Every time it's been done, there are new scratches on the floor, more paint off from the walls. I don't think, you know, the size of the doors aren't sufficient for moving heavy, large pieces of furniture in and out. And I would prefer to keep it that, you know, we no longer hold yard sales inside the hall or rent it out for that purpose. But any comments?
The library runs their garden sale in May. What do they call it?
That would not
plant and bake sale.
Plant bake and treasure sale. Is that okay? No. Would that be an acceptable use of those?
That's not a yard sale. Yeah.
They don't bring in furniture and large items.
They cover the floor. I mean, I'd be in favor of restricting that particular use.
Okay, then the vote that taken at the last meeting stands.
Yes. Okay. Sounds good. Were you both able to review the minutes of August?
Yeah, I made some changes to a bunch of pages. They were in red, and so
I sent those back. I made the corrections.
Oh, okay.
I haven't completely read it. I just
do you want to hold off until the next time?
I'm sure if Stan's picked up things, I'm sure it's fine.
Okay. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes of the August 2015 meeting?
So moved. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And Ms. Haley, you wanted to discuss High Street?
Yeah, I think we've got to start thinking about a plan to get the building usable as a district office, and I think probably we need to start with a period of 5 years to accomplish all the work that needs to be done.
Do we have any plans, step one, step two, step three, what needs to be done, and estimates of the cost?
No, we don't have a thing, and that's where we have to start, getting a plan. Because
my understanding is the buildings right now is really not habitable.
Well, it's depends on what your meaning of the word habitable is. People were living in it right up till the time we bought it.
Okay,
I would say it's not habitable for public use.
It certainly needs work. Do we need a structural engineer, or do we have enough knowledge to figure it out ourselves?
No, I would, considering that there's a back porch on the building that has a brick foundation, sort of. It's kind of bowing, and there are bricks missing, so yeah, a structural engineer would think be necessary. I don't, I strongly suspect that it would be less expensive to demolish that building if the Historic Commission would let us do that and build new than try to retrofit that building. You know, maybe we could save a wall.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so do we know, I guess the first thing is, do we know exactly what we want to do with the building? You talked about district offices, but we, you know, who's going to be there, how many people?
Well, that was the only thing I ever had in mind. The clerk has no office. He has to keep records in his home, and that's not right.
Mm-hmm. It's actually against the law.
Yeah. If we have a district office, I would not be surprised if the fire department would move their administrative assistant in, the treasurer would have a space to work in, Charlie would have storage space for his records and an office.
We might even be able to persuade the water people to have their assistant come over there so people don't have to try and get in and out of that office on 28.
I'd certainly like to see that in our treasurer or assistant treasurer, whatever kind of a setup we have in 5 years, could also be located in that office.
So it sounds like we need to get somebody to help us organize exactly what we want to do with it, what functions are going to be there, how many people are going to be there, and then get the building surveyed to see, is it worthwhile repairing it, or do we need to look at demolishing it and building a new?
I think we know pretty much who we want in there. There'd be 4 or 5 people in there. And there's a room for a small conference room. The way as it exists now, there could be 3 separate offices in the conference room. That's not even using the upper level where there is additional space. Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like we need some kind of either architecture or
I think we need help. Yeah, I do too.
So how do we go about doing that?
I move that we authorize the chairman to pursue finding a structural engineer.
Well, I'm not sure that's where we start.
Or architect, yeah.
I have a consultant I can refer to who will steer me in the right direction. So I'll find out about the cost of having somebody look at it and giving us a recommendation.
Okay. Yeah, get some ideas of how much we need to spend.
So, and the Policy Advisory Committee?
Okay, I knew Cindy had been appointed, but I wasn't sure who else had been appointed. And I asked Ken a couple of times, and apparently he left a message on my answering machine Friday, but Tom must have listened to it and forgot to tell me, but I finally heard from Ken today. I have the name of the second appointee, and I'm still waiting to hear from Ted Barnacle as to who the water commissioner will be. And as soon as I do that, I will. I know that Cindy says she could five and six are good times for her. They're also good times for Mr. Schaefer, so I just have to contact Dr. Pisano and the water commissioner.
Okay. All right.
And as soon as I do, you'll all know.
So, is there anything else anybody wishes to discuss legally?
Just any ideas, Mike? Just not trying to hassle, but any idea about moving money to the PCOT? And were we just too busy doing the stuff for the tank?
I haven't moved any more than I moved in August. Not interested.
Okay.
So that's the end of our agenda. So I need a motion to go into executive session to review the ongoing negotiations of the firefighters' contract, discussion of which an open meeting would be detrimental to the Kituit Fire District. Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. You must have been sleeping.
All we asked him to discuss tonight was the water tower and low land funding. I move that we go into executive session to review ongoing negotiations of the firefighters' contract, discussion of which in an open meeting would be detrimental to the Kituit Fire District.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. Mrs. Hadley, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Goldstein, you vote?
Aye.
Fran Parks votes aye. We're now in executive session.